Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, D.A., I'm thirsty, man. Can you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, D.A., what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
D.A., what's the silly permission to get in that mothership?
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, D.A.? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Want to see your loan options, adjust payments and closing costs online in real time? Well, Rocket can.
Speaking of these Rocket Mortgage Studios, some details on that coming up here shortly. But in 20 minutes, it's the 12 DAs of Christmas. It's the second of the first four out. Today, we look back on the play-in game. What the hell did you just say? The play-in game. That's all that needs to be said. That comes your way in 20 minutes. Also, in 40 minutes, Mraz has his up-the-gut picks and always undefeated football food of the week. In terms of the Rocket Mortgage Studios, if you are watching at watchda.com, watching on Twitch, or watching on YouTube, you see a fairly bare-bones Rocket Mortgage Studio. That's because I'm doing the show from the home studios today, and it just so happened that the cable guy dropped on by last week and a little prematurely swapped where my inputs were supposed to be for the home studio. Down here is not supposed to be ready for about a month or so. Got to get the electricians in here. Got to get the plumbers in here. Got to finish off the walls, etc. And then we would be ready for the hard wiring. Cable guys, though, mistakenly already activated it down here and deactivated it from my previous home studio two floors up. And so, if you're watching, you're watching me do it from my basement. Literally next to my oil tank. 2 feet away from the oil tank. 5 feet away from the boiler. Open piping, open framing behind me. Ah, it's glorious. And it's freezing down here. Kind of like it was last night in Foxborough, especially the Patriots offense. It's not a fair fight anymore. And that has got to be a hell of a feeling for Patriots fans that have been used to being the bully for so long. Max tweets, DA, listening to the Patriots fans boo their own team last night is parallel to cracking open an ice cold beer after a grueling outdoor project. Hashtag, how many beers ago? That's right. There's nothing more glorious than seeing the Patriots this bad. So bad, they're sad. So bad, they're bickering. Mac Jones yelling at the play calling on the sideline as though Mac Jones has much of a leg to stay on. Dude, you stink too. Wide receiver stink. Mac stinks. Play calling stinks. Offensive line stinks. The defense was also crap last night. You think about where this series once was and where it is now. The Bills have won 5 of the last 6 meetings. Coincidentally, all since Tom Brady moved on. And the only win the Patriots have had against the Bills since Brady left. Care to guess? the gale force wind game last December in Buffalo when the Bills couldn't literally throw a football because it was 50-mile-an-hour winds. That's the only time the Patriots have beaten the Bills since Brady left town. You think there's a common theme here? All that stuff last year about Belichick still got the wits to build a winner. Mac Jones is going to be the quarterback of the future. Really? Because we're now 3 years in to the post-Brady era, and that's what you got. A quarterback that's not very good, yelling at a play caller who stinks, with an offensive line that's terrible, skill position guys that are no good, and a defense that can't stop a nosebleed against that Bills attack. The Bills in Foxborough, since Brady left, put up 38 points, 33 points, and last night 24, and should have been 31, got called to that holding penalty on the strike to Stephon Diggs deep downfield. But the Bills didn't even need more than 24 points, and they knew it. They could sit on that football. If they needed to score pound for pound, hit for hit, like against the Chiefs, the Bengals, or somebody else, they could have hung 35, 38, 42 points last night. They could do whatever they wanted last night. It's not a fair fight anymore. The worm has completely turned to the AFC East, and the Patriots are sad. They're flat out sad. That's a depressing team to watch. And if I was a Patriots fan, I would boo them too. They stink. But guess what? That's your new reality. That ain't changing. Bill can't draft very well. That ain't your quarterback. That team's not very deep, and the rest of the division has all passed you. All of them. That's the new reality. You know, when I was an NFL fan growing up, the Patriots were nothing. You didn't even consider them as something. It wasn't like, oh, this is an interesting game, because you didn't want to see Hugh Millen, Tony Eason, Scott Zolak. You didn't even bother. That's where it is now. They used to go 1-15. Rod Rust was their head coach. Dick McPherson, their head coach. They were nothing. They were completely invisible. They're getting back there, and the only reason they've got visibility now is because they used to have success recently. They're no good to watch. They're not a good football team. And things are going to change real quickly in terms of when they get put in prime time, because you can't sit through that slop. You can't. Every team in the division is better than them, and it's not changing anytime soon, and Bill's not leaving, and so this is the new reality in Foxborough. Have at it. Enjoy. This is the deal with the devil, and this is the payback. Beat Rice tweets, pretty amazing that DA managed to set up his home office in the crawl space from Breaking Bad. Incredible job. That's what it feels like. I think I can actually hear the Bourbon Belle brushing her teeth upstairs.
Electric toothbrush?
Indeed, yes.
Good for her.
Good for her! On to the Kyler Murray situation. Patrick Peterson the other day, who played with Kyler Murray, said, Kyler Murray only cares about Kyler Murray. And this was a guy that obviously was his former teammate. Now, Kyler shot back and said, you got something to say? Say it to my face. Patrick Peterson said he texted Kyler and he has not heard back. Here is what Peterson has now said to clarify. I don't have any beef with Kyler Murray. What I meant by my comment was when you're a franchise QB, you have to carry yourself a certain way. So if you're having bad body language, pouting, moping on the sideline, what type of energy do you think feeds off to your teammates? That's what I meant about Kyler. He cares about himself because he's not putting the team first. When you make a bad throw and you come off of the sideline, you're dropping your shoulders. How do you think the defense feels? If our starting quarterback doesn't have energy, no fire, that we can win this game, well, then how can we? That's what I meant about Kyler caring about Kyler. I didn't mean any disrespect in any fashion or form, and I might not be his mentor, but these are the things, tips, that can help him be a better football player in the long run. I do look forward to talking to him because I see a ton of talent, and those mannerisms are alarming. I'm just saying something that most people might be afraid to tell him. It's no secret. Everybody sees it. You see it every time they're on TV. You see Kyler pouting, cursing out the head coach, calling out the offensive scheme. I didn't say that stuff. He did. Patrick Peterson, round of applause. That's exactly right. That's so on the nose, it hurts. You know when you get criticism from somebody that you care about, maybe a family member, maybe a friend, maybe your spouse, maybe a coworker, and it's so on the nose, it hurts, and you can't even really brace for it because it comes out of nowhere and you're like, damn. And then the more you sit on that, the more you're like, that's really right. And I can't even admit it because it hurts and it's really right. That's this critique. Kyler Murray does care only about Kyler Murray because you know who cares about only themselves? Children. Children don't go to school and say, I hope Mikey's happy today. They say, I hope I'm happy today. Kids don't come home from school and go, you know what? I was thinking about the famine in the Sudan. They're like, where's my mac and cheese? Because children have not developed a sense of things beyond themselves because they're children. And you can't hold that against them, but they're young, they're children, they're developing. And ultimately, you hope down the road, it's not just self-absorbed. But at some point in time, children are self-absorbed because that's the only thing they know how to care for. That's Kyler Murray, and Patrick Peterson is pointing that out. And guess what? All those people in Arizona, Cliff Kingsbury, Steve Keim, the rest of that coaching staff, are scared of Kyler. They had to give him that contract. They had to give him that money. And they tried to put in a clause that says, hey, we'd like you to be a little bit more professional. And that, oh my goodness, how could you do that? So disrespectful. Of course I'm a hard worker. Why would you do that to Kyler? What is that saying? And they had to walk it back. Ooh, sorry we ever did that. Kyler, would you like the headset? You can call plays now too. When have you ever seen that? When have you ever seen a public gesture to the quarterback? We're going to let him play, call plays too, because he's really smart. He's like one of the smartest kids in class. So we're going to make sure that he feels special. That's what they're doing. They're coddling Kyler because they're scared of Kyler. And nobody in that organization has the stones to say, dude, you're being a brat. You're being a child. You only care about yourself. You're yelling at everybody on the sideline. You have terrible body language. You're not much better than all the bad stuff going on around you. You're calling out the scheme after games. You're pouting. You're a brat. Nobody's saying this to him. What they're saying is he's very smart. We're going to let him call plays in preseason games just like it's Madden. He's very good at Madden, you know. They're enablers. They're terrible parents in Arizona. That's what I'm talking about with Cliff Kingsbury. He's a mess. He has no stones, no spine. He's spineless. He's a wimpy Ryan Gosling. Oh, please, Kyler, I hope you like me. Do you like this play? Do you? Do you like me? Do you like the team? Will you stay? All those sniveling wimps in Arizona have made Kyler who he is. His dad and mom, I'm sure, have helped. Everybody around Kyler has helped. He is a child. He doesn't care. And Peterson hit the nail on the head, and it's so spot on, it hurts. When we come back on the show, the 12 DAs of Christmas are here. It's the play-in game tournament. What the hell did you just say? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. The 12 DAs of Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Somebody screwed me here.
Can trust you.
Somebody screwed me. I look like a fool now. I don't want to look like a fool.
Me neither.
He hit it higher than the kids on HBO's Euphoria.
What evidence do you have that you have the stick handling, skating ability, balance, speed, or agility of Pavel Bure? What evidence?
I don't have evidence.
Okay.
Why are we not focused on that? Instead, what power sounds like? Why am I doing this? Why am I typing a script like this?
I don't like that he's quiet. You and I could describe the pain the last time. He can't even bring himself to talk right now.
He just keeps saying it's hot.
Let's go back to April 15th last year and the NBA's play-in game. This clip comes to us from the evening show, the night show, JR Sport Brief, when producer Shep weighed in on the play-in game. The reaction to it is priceless. It's the second of the first four out. Here's the 12 DAs of Christmas.
Hey, Shep, what do you think about the play-in? Do you enjoy it?
I mean, I'm a sports purist, JR, so I love any form of competition where the stakes are highest and everything is on the line, and athletes reach that inner child, if you will, and they play for the passion of the game, not for the brand, not for the fan, but for the win.
What the hell did you just say to me? I don't know what you just said, Shep.
I thought that was very poetic.
I asked if you liked the plan. The answer is yes.
The answer is a hell yes, exclamation point, exclamation point.
I asked if you liked the plan, baby. The answer is yes. I asked if you liked the plan. The answer is yes.
Oh, that is so good.
Oh, I can't even breathe right now.
Oh, my God, that's so good.
Where the stakes are highest and everything is on the line, and athletes... reach that inner child, if you will, and they play for the passion of the game, not for the brand, not for the fan, but for the win.
What the hell did you just say to me?
Playing game, JR is saying, I asked you if you like the playing game. Say yes.
I asked if you like the playing. The answer is yes.
The answer is a hell yes, exclamation okay. point, exclamation point.
He was like, okay. All right, I got it, okay. As if you like the play-in game. Oh, my God. Oh, JR's been sent from above. Oh, my God. Oh, that was just so perfect. On Shep's rambling soliloquies, it's just, what the hell did you just say? As if you
like
the play-in game.
Reach that inner child, if you will.
Just say yes. Yeah, you know what, JR? I like it. All right, great. Tremendous.
What the hell did you just say to me?
They're reaching for that inner child. They're sucking on their thumb, JR. They're thinking about all those homework assignments they had just completed. Now that they're 9 years old, they're making sure they can graduate all the way to fourth grade, JR. They're making it up to the middle school. Now they're into the next level of education, JR. They just came home in that school bus. What the hell did you just say? Do you like the play-in tournament or not? Say yes. Say yes, you idiot.
April the 15th, 2022. Quote, what the hell did you just say to me? Oh, man. And I love Shep. I really do. I love Shep. He's a friend of mine. I think he does a really good job on the air. It's just like at that moment, Shep is trying to say something really significant and really poignant. And JR is just looking for the, yeah, I like it, or no, I don't like it. And he just is. In a child, play for the fan, don't play for the jam.
A quick anecdote. Shep was here up until 20 minutes ago this morning, DA, even though his shift ended at 2 a.m. And when you had connection issues earlier and I had to start the cold open, he simply said to me out in the newsroom, see, not so easy when your host line goes down. So he had a big comeback for some of the things we poked fun at him for throughout the year. So, and this was one of those moments.
Yeah. No, that's a great comeback. So this was just such a perfect moment because Shep and JR work really well with one another. If you listen to them at night, they really do work with really well. But at that moment, you know, JR is just looking for a layup, like a quick tennis volley there. You know, it's just something quick. And Shep, because he cares so much about having the perfect take, kind of goes into that take. And it's just, God, it's so funny. It's just so funny. And we were all cracking up in the studio.
It's great.
Oh, man. The 12 DAs of Christmas are off and running. We've got the first four out. All of them available on YouTube. All of them available as well in podcast form. So if you miss anything, want to hear it again, we always will have it ready for you to dial into.
And three of us, DA Deep Analytics tells us, had that moment in our top 10, and it doesn't even make the 12 DAs.
So tell me how that happens. We did some of a dive on this on the PGP. Three of us had it in our top 10, and yet it's out of the top 12 and basically coming in at number 15 as the second of the first four out.
Yeah, so by three of us having it in our top 10, if one of us had gotten it a little higher to 7 or 6, it would have made the 12 DAs. It was right on the fringe line there. The problem is our own Pete the Body Bilotti off his big board. So by registering, you know, in the analytical total, something that's not even considered a first four out, that's what bumped it back to a first four out.
I had this at number 9. Mraz and Bogues had it at number 10. It ultimately comes in at 15, basically because Bilotti did not even include it, so I got 0 points from Bilotti. He screwed the Shep and JR clip.
And this falls right where Kaplan had it as a first four out, yes.
Now, on the PGP, you had theorized that every one of Pete's votes is political. Do you think that this one is?
Yes, I do. I think he doesn't want Shep getting any attention and thinks he might get more attention with other clips. Yeah, I think this was an anti-Shep agenda by Pete, if I had to guess.
Hmm. Wow, that's an interesting theory. I had not thought of that. That's an interesting theory. You had brought up with the PGP that you felt every one of Pete's votes were loaded. Loaded with a personal agenda. And so in this case, you think leaving...
Maybe
leaving
not
clip-
everyone, but many, many. There's always an agenda. One hand's washing something else.
I had it at number 9. I love how those two guys play off one another, and this was just so perfect. Because JR can be so blunt, and he's so funny when he's so blunt, and Shep, he would even admit himself he could be long-winded, and so that's why this thing works so well. I mean, and I love both those guys. I think that they both do an awesome job. It's just that this moment works so well with one another, but you might be right. Maybe Pete didn't want Shep to get any more attention. Now, there is also another famous Shep moment, which is at Bob's Bar. And that still has potential to be very high in the 12 DAs. It was when Shep and Peter Schwartz went back and forth at one another at the Bob's Bar show. Mm-hmm. Now, if anybody would have an agenda against one of the 12 DAs being a Shep DA, it might be Pete. But what do you think about that last clip landing at number 15?
Yeah, I love that clip. I actually was filling in for Bogus that day. Yeah,
so
that's right.
I was in studio that day. If Pete kept that out because of politics, then that's you can't do that.
You can't
let your personal, your personal feelings about it get in the way of a good radio and a justified list.
I agree. See, Pete, maybe we need to get Schwartz in here for the vote because he's saying what I'm thinking, that you can't let your personal preferences factor in. You got to be a professional here.
And I don't know if there's a connection to this or not, but I don't know if you guys are aware of that, what's going on down the hall this morning.
No, I don't know.
But apparently there's a feeling over at the Boomer and Geo show on WFAN that there is a mole in the company.
Oh.
Because they're talking about, somebody alerted Geo, you have to go listen to this podcast because this person is bad-mouthed and that person is being talked about. And there was a whole discussion going on, and Geo has an idea of who it is, whispered it to Boomer. We don't know who he thinks it is yet. But when he whispered it to Boomer, Boomer was visibly upset about it.
Oh.
When you take personal matters into account when you're coming up with lists, I don't know if there's a connection here or not. I don't know who that person was that Geo whispered into the ear of Boomer was, but I'm sure we're eventually going to find out about it.
Oh, boy. So you're not suggesting it might be Shep, are you?
I don't know if it's Shep. I mean, at this point, they haven't ruled out anybody.
I don't think it is. I think he's a pro's pro.
This is like Inception. Schwartz, but talk about the 12 DAs. Talk about the play-in. What does this have to do with it?
What are we talking about? You know, Pete the body having like political agendas here.
Pete the body's not the mole.
I wasn't necessarily referring to Shep. I'm just saying.
Are you alluding to Pete the body might be the mole?
Well, again, I don't think you can rule anybody out at this point.
Whoa, that's the spicy meatball right there, Schwartz. The Pete the Body's going to podcasters and local newspaper reporters and dropping dimes?
I didn't say it was him. I just said at this point I think everybody is a suspect. And I thought I was actually nothing against Billy. I was actually kind of disappointed Pete wasn't here today. Because
so was Billy.
Because we had Pete and I had a little exchange on Twitter yesterday.
Oh boy!
Because I posted something that thanking my followers to getting me over 10,000.
Uh huh.
I said thank you for helping me reach this milestone. And Pete then tweeted back at me, "What milestone are you referring to?"
Oh boy!
And I went back at him and I said, "Well, I now have more Twitter followers than occasions when my timesheet was correct."
Oh no! Oh my goodness! Holy crap! So Schwartz, spraying all over. Wow, man! Wow, okay.
I'm in a mood.
Over under 4 p.m. when I get a text from the boss.
DA, it's been quite the 48 hours.
It's been a week. Wow. Okay, Pete on Pete crime this morning. Woof! Can't wait to see how Bilotti handles this.
I'm literally putting my phone on Do Not Disturb. I know what it is.
Yeah. All right, Schwartz has headlines this morning.
DA, week 13 in the NFL kicked off last night in Foxborough as the Bills took on the Patriots.
Here you go. In motion goes the wide receiver, Aguilar. Three targets left side. The snap. Jones pressured, walks right into a sack, hauled down by A.J. Epenesa, way back at the 25-yard line. Mac Jones spun away from pressure from one direction. He spun away right into the arms of A.J. Epenesa.
That was John Murphy on Bills Radio. Patriot fans booing in the background. The Bills beat the Patriots by a score of 24-10. The Bills defense outstanding. Linebacker Tremaine Edmonds said the goal was to make the Patriots' offense one-dimensional.
We pride ourselves on stopping the run. It's not always pretty, but, you know, I think guys did a good job this week of, you know, taking accountability towards that and, you know, practicing hard and, you know, making sure that we, you know, got that assignment taken care of. So hats off to the defense, hats off to the guys up front, man, because that's the unit to get this defense going.
Patriots quarterback Mac Jones and the rest of the Pats' offense had a rough night.
We didn't play our best game, obviously, and we let our team down and, I think when we all play together, you know, the defense, special teams, and offense, when we finally get a chance to do that, I think the results will be there.
Meanwhile, Bills quarterback Josh Allen threw for 223 yards and two touchdowns. The Bills improved to 9-3. The Pats dropped to 6-6. Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson met with reporters yesterday for the first time since his return from an 11-game suspension. Watson set to make his return on Sunday when the Browns take on Watson's former team, the Texans, in Houston.
I just want to say I'm excited to be back. I'm excited to be back around my teammates. I also want to thank the Browns organization, the ownership, my teammates in that locker room, all the coaching staff for all the support that they had for me, especially my time away.
And on Sunday, Watson will be back to face his former team. What does he expect from the crowd?
Just trying to, whatever I can do to play football in 2022. So, you know, most of the settlement stuff with the NFL was mostly my agency and legal team. I had no control. My main focus was doing everything I need to do so I can play this year.
Kickoff Sundays at 1 o'clock Eastern time. The World Cup this morning, about an hour and a half away from the kickoff, are two games, Korea Public and Portugal and Ghana against Uruguay. The United States facing the Netherlands in the round of 16 Saturday morning. American midfielder Christian Pulisic is still recovering from a pelvic injury he suffered in Tuesday's win over Iran. He's doing everything in his power to be on the field on Saturday. One game in the NBA last night. Pistons beat the Mavericks in overtime, 131-125. In college basketball, a stunner in Utah.
Greg Smith is excited, beyond excited. Marco Anthony will dribble it out here at the Huntsman Center. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3, 2, and 1. And the University of Utah has upset the number 4 team in college basketball.
That was Bill Riley on Learfield Sports. Utah shocking number 4 Arizona, 81-66. Brandon Carlson, 22 points. In the NHL, and this in Buffalo.
Now Cogliano wants to storm up ice. Over for Logan O'Connor. He throws on the break. Shot. Big rebound. Score! Call J.T. Comfer. 877 goals now. He has two. McKinnon has two. And the Avalanche put up a nickel on Buffalo.
The great Connor McGahee on Avalanche Radio. And the Avalanche beat the Sabres D.A. 6-4.
1-877 goals now. I love that. All right. Thank you, Pete. When we come back here on the show, Mraz has his up the gut NFL picks and the always undefeated football food of the week. We've already heard Gelb make it personal with his picks. Let's see if Mraz does the same. Schwartz just made it personal with the update. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Puffiness with football. Mraz gives you his NFL picks every week. It's Up the Gut, only on the DA Show.
All right, so Mraz, there's been some controversy over what exactly the standings look like between you and Zach Gelb. Can you update us on the official standings?
Yes, I am 18-18, okay? And even 500 after an 0-3 week. Gelb is 16-19-1 because he was 1-2, not 2-1, meaning he's one game back in the loss, two in the win. That makes 1.5 for baseball score.
Okay, so Gelb trails by a game and a half in the standings. Mraz went 0-3 last week, so he's hoping to get back into the win column here this week. We begin with Falcons and Steelers. Maybe the worst game of the weekend, but nonetheless, he wants to lay some cash on this. The Falcons at home catching 1.5. Mraz likes the home team.
Yeah, and this game, by the way, has gone back a point in the other direction for a couple days. It's been one of the more bizarre moving lines all week, but I'm going to take the Falcons here, whether they're laying one or getting one in that 1.5. The Steelers on a short week had Najee Harris get banged up in the first half of that game. And you notice the moment Najee Harris came out of the game, what was hang on for dear life is the Colts mounted that comeback. And of course, the Steelers get the late touchdown. Without that, obviously, early lead they padded, they would have lost the game to Jeff Saturday and the Colts. The Steelers just aren't there yet. They're not a good football team. And while I don't believe in the Falcons, they are at least more of a feisty football team that does still have something to play for, by the way. Even despite that heartbreaking loss where it's a tip ball pick away from beating the Commanders, you know, that's a team that's still hanging around a really lousy division. So I think Atlanta's going to find a way. They're going to have some running opportunities. I think Mariota's going to make some plays with his legs. And look, is this going to be pretty by any means? No. But essentially all I'm looking for is the Falcons to even win the game. I'm going to take the Falcons plus the 1.5 as it stands right now.
The Falcons are 5-7. And right now the Bucks are 5-6. If the Falcons beat the Steelers, and the Buccaneers on Monday night lose to the Saints, you would have the Falcons back in front in first place in the NFC South, correct?
Yes, yes, yes. And then, yeah, I think the Saints then have a big company. The Saints could get back in the mix. The division is so interesting and lousy at the same time.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's lousy.
Right. It's the NFC East of 2020.
Deshaun Watson's return in Houston coming up on Sunday. With Watson, the Browns are a touchdown favorite over the pitiful Texans. Mraz likes the road favorite here.
I do, and I said earlier in the week I had actually betted at 6.5 already. I probably will double back down on this game. The more that the week passes, the more I realize the Texans are completely shot. I mean, again, I said they had a fun second half when Tua went down. Yes. But this is a team that's giving up points at a clip. They have lost their will to score as well. Kyle Allen really made no difference to that offense a week ago, coming in and replacing Davis Mills. I don't know what Deshaun Watson is. It's impossible for any of us to know. Will he have some nerves? Even if he does, the Texans are that bad that if Jacoby Brissett was laying the touchdown, it would be a high, considerable pick for me in this game. Cleveland gave you a little something beating the Bucs last week. Cold weather not going to be a factor on the road in Houston. They will be able to run the ball down the Texans' throats. The Texans struggle stopping the run big time. And then all you need is Watson, who you know is going to want to make a couple plays in the for the Browns here in Houston. I'm laying the touchdown here. I think Cleveland's going to win this game pretty handily.
Okay, so you don't worry about a really rusty Deshaun Watson maybe looking like he hasn't played in 2 years.
I would probably worry about that versus 30 other teams, but that's how bad the Texans. And I said, seriously, that's how bad that this is every bit an anti-Texan pick as it is believing in Deshaun Watson and the Browns.
Okay. And finally, Giants and Commanders. We have the Giants as the underdog in this game. Commanders are favored by 2.5 points. Giants are banged up. They're still dealing with the Adoree Jackson injury as well. But Mraz is betting where his heart is. He likes the Giants plus 2.5.
And I normally would have stayed away from this game, DA, but man, has this become a real public play the last 4 days? It seems like everybody and everywhere you turn, every publication is on the Commanders. There's a little split. I saw some of the NFL Network stuff, some people taking the Giants, but I'm getting points at home. This Commander team, yes, they played close games. Their defense has played well. Heinicke actually hasn't played that great, but he's doing enough, and he supplied this team with a little bit of energy. The Giants, get this, are going to have, in all likelihood, at least 10, if not 11 players back that either weren't available for the entirety of the Dallas game or the second half of the game, meaning nearly a fourth of their roster is coming back from injury in this game. That is a huge, huge thing that this Giant team needs. They've had a little bit of a mini bye. And oh, by the way, I will actually be at this game. The Giants have not.
Is that right?
That's right. Me, Bob the Deli Man, my sister, and Bob's friend Jerry at this game. I have not witnessed a Giant win in person since I was in Cleveland in 2016.
Wow.
So I will take the Giants with plus the 2.5 and to win outright to give me my first in-person win since 2016. Giants right the ship. The Commanders, everybody's too public on them.
You have not been to a Giants game 17, 18, 19, pandemic was 20 or 21?
I've been to them. I haven't been to one that they've won.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, every time I go, they lose. I am on an incredible, incredible streak of losing when I go to games. So I am snapping that streak Sunday.
All right, Mraz's picks. Falcons plus 1.5 as the underdog at home. Browns laying a touchdown to the road in Houston. Giants at home, the underdog as well, plus 2.5. The always undefeated football food of the week does happen to be a dip. But, Mraz, tell me you're giving us something more creative than just another dip.
Peanut butter football dip. Yes, it's time for a dip. You don't like it. You think it's lazy. Don't enjoy it. You losers, you bums. This is a salty sweet combo because of what you'll be using it with. I like dipping the hard pretzels with them. All right, so basically what you're going to do is, from scratch, some butter, sugar, peanut butter. I prefer the creamy, chocolate chips, and even some chocolate frosting. You're going to blend this together. There are instructions. I'm going to stress this again. CBSSportsRadio.com. Click on the column up the gut. Scroll down. I have linked a recipe that I have trial run before I've done this. Obviously, I'm going to be at the game. I'm not going to be able to make it this week. My sister did it. It was delicious. All right? This is going to blend together. You then can mold this bad boy in the shape of a football and top it off with a little white frosting as well in the shape of laces. You put a bunch of hot pretzels. I keep calling them hot. Hard pretzel, you know, the little pretzel curls around it or whatever twists around it. You dip it in. You get that. It's almost like chocolate and peanut butter dipped pretzels the whole time. And you're just going to. One by one, you dip those pretzels in. So I give you a lot of salty. I give you a lot of this. How about a little sweet this week to go with the salt? Why not have fun with your dip? Enjoy it.
Okay. Peanut butter football dip is what you're making.
Yes, peanut butter football dip. By the way, peanut butter, I apologize to anybody with these allergies. One of the great condiments in North America today, and it doesn't get enough love.
Well, is peanut butter a condiment?
I mean, you could top it on things. Sure, it's an ice cream condiment. It's a condiment if you melt it on something like a pretzel. I think it's a condiment, sure.
Is cream cheese a condiment?
I think cream cheese is a condiment, yes. Just because it's not a squirty ketchup bottle doesn't make it not a condiment.
Hmm. This is quite the brain teaser. Is peanut butter a condiment?
Huh. I think it is. You could... What? So why? Because it's not a hot dog? And like, just take ice cream. Chocolate sauce is a condiment, is it not?
No, it can be added to other meals, but is it sustenance enough to be its own meal? Because, I mean, what's the definition of a condiment? It's really like a garnish. And peanut butter can be its own sandwich.
Okay. I mean, was Bo Jackson a baseball player or a football player? I mean, there is room to do both. Is Trent Dilfer an analyst or a coach?
Okay. All right. Maybe it is both. That's interesting. Okay, that's Mraz's always undefeated football food of the week. Check out his entire column of Up the Gut, his huge analysis of the weekend, week 13 of the NFL. It's a very good read. Check it out. He breaks down all of the games from a bunch of different angles. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com. And click on this Up the Gut Week 13 analysis. Your best games of the weekend. Look, if you've got bad weather coming through on Sunday and maybe you can't do anything outdoors, you can't work around the house, maybe you got to stay in and just kind of buckle down, even if it's going to be a nice day in your neighborhood, Sunday is going to be your NFL day to take some time away and just dial in because there are so many interesting games in both windows. If you want to take the Sunday nighter off, go ahead. You can take the Sunday nighter off. If you want to take Monday night off, please don't worry about that. Don't feel guilty. Take off all the prime time and say, honey, kids, I got you covered starting at 8 p.m. Eastern time, 5 p.m. Pacific. Don't worry. I've got you the next two nights. But you're going to want to step into wherever it is you can step into, sit down, lock in football on Sunday, early and late. Here's why. Your early game highlighted by Jets-Vikings from Minnesota. Jets now have a real live quarterback in Mike White. Vikings, obviously, are one of the best teams by record in the NFC. Are they for real? Are they legit? They're 9-2. And they're at home against a very frisky Jets team. If the Jets can go on the road, Mike White play well, that defense swarm Kirk Cousins, it gives us a check mark in the column of the Jets and a downgrade of the column of Kirk Cousins yet again in a big spot. But flip side is, hey, you got to give the Vikings credit if they end up winning that football game against a very quality opponent these days of the Jets. Jets still looking for one of those wild card spots of the AFC playoffs. Mraz mentioned Commanders Giants. We're getting to the point in time where every Giants division game could be an elimination game from the postseason. Giants are 7-4, Commanders 7-5. Giants have two against the Commanders, two against the Eagles, one against Dallas the rest of the way. How they play against the NFC East will define whether they are a playoff team. Commanders, the same way. Washington has a springboard attempt here against the Giants at MetLife. That's a great early game. Another great early game, Titans and Eagles. Is Tennessee a legit threat in the AFC? Can they go on the road to Philly and win or at least play tight? Can they slam the rock, play run, play against the run well, limit Jalen Hurts, make it low scoring, or are the Eagles just that much better? That's a really interesting early game. And whether you're interested in Deshaun Watson's return or not, it is a storyline. Deshaun Watson playing on the road in Houston, of course, where he shot his way out of town and now comes back for the first time in 2 years. Those are all early games. You have two amazing late games. I mean, truly amazing. Dolphins and Niners are late from Santa Clara. Miami on the road, West Coast. They've been perhaps the most exciting offense in football. Aside from the Chiefs, better than the Chiefs, you make your decision. Tua's healthy. Wide receivers are healthy. Mike McDaniel's obviously getting a lot of love, and he should. Dolphins on the road against one of the best defenses in football. And which collection of weapons performs better on this stage? The Dolphins have Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle, etc. But the Niners bring to the table Debo and Christian McCaffrey and George Kittle. These two teams have two of the more exciting assemblies of weapons and targets, and they go at one another, and it's going to be phenomenal. This could be. I don't think the Dolphins are a Super Bowl contender in this AFC, but some would suggest this could be an AFC. This could be a Super Bowl preview. So I love that matchup. But I also love Chiefs and Bengals from Cincinnati. That's also a late kick, a 4:25 Eastern on CBS. Dolphins Niners going to be your late kick on Fox in most of the country. Chiefs Bengals, your late kick on CBS most of the country. Remember, the Bengals last year AFC Championship game go to Arrowhead and fall behind 21-3, and it feels like the rout is on. After the Chiefs went up 21-3, Kansas City scored a total of 3 points in the second half and overtime. The Bengals defense after half figured out Mahomes. And who says that? Who have you ever said, man, that team figured out Mahomes at halftime? So the Bengals have a feather in their cap. Burrow's playing really well. Looks like Ja'Marr Chase is going to play in this game. Bengals, Chiefs on Sunday, a phenomenal matchup. And then you also have a little sprinkling of Chargers, Raiders late. So you've got some great, great games coming up on Sunday. Make sure you're locked in. When we come back here on the DA Show, Kyle Shanahan and his coaching tree.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.